Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on October 6th, 2024, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Peter, VK7PD. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, managed by Gavin, VK7HGO. On medium and high frequency broadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 megs by Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra, 3.67 megs by Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo, 7.140 megahertz by Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 14.13 megs by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, 28.525 megs by Dale, VK7 Delta Golf, and UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7 FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia broadcasts for October 2024. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday, the 7th of October, 2024, at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. A review of the recent RAOTC AGM includes a report of the demonstration Mick VK3CH gave of his microwave equipment. The first technical article looked at the life and work of Sir John Ambrose Fleming. Fleming is best known for his contributions to the practical fundamentals of the vacuum tube era. Many of us were led to believe that Fleming invented the diode valve. A comment from Ron, VK3AFW, relates that it was Edison who introduced Fleming to the thermionic emission, who then went on to use it for rectification and RF detection. The progress of early radio was overshadowed by protracted legal battles with no satisfactory outcome. The second article is titled Tin Whisker Mystery Solved. Microscopic fibers of tin sometimes appear between the conductors of electronic circuits, causing failure. This phenomenon has become more common since the introduction of lead-free solder. Recent research has led to an understanding of how they develop and how they might be avoided. The final article considers the well-known resistor color code and the disappearance of coding on surface mount components. Listen at 8 p.m. local time over VK7RAA, VK7RAD statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR, 439.775 MHz Dazzler range. The broadcast date again is Monday, October 7th. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, then you can listen to audio files on the RAOTC website. 73 Peter, VK7PD. Tassie Ham Econ. Innovations in amateur radio. Bookings now open. The program has been finalized with all presenters confirmed and are available on the conference website. We list some more of our vast array of presenters this week, starting with Murray, VK7ZMS, with his wonderfully titled presentation called If It Works, It's Not Stupid, Right? Exploring the thin line between innovation, improvisation, and plain stupid. Another of our wonderful local presenters is Martin, VK7GN, with his presentation titled Radio Contesting Before BC, that stands for Before Computers, to Game Boy. Martin is a first-class amateur radio contester and has some wonderful insights about where contesting is going. Kyle Alpha Alpha Zero ZS's presentation is all about remote ham radio using a wonderfully simple language called Node-RED and the Flex platform. Next week, we'll be featuring more of our vast presenting team. The Tassie Ham Conference is set for November 2nd and 3rd, 2024, at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on Sandy Bay Road, campus of UTAS. This week's event is fully catered, offering endless tea, coffee and other beverages, plus delicious morning and afternoon teas and lunches on both days, all included in the conference fee. If you're about on Friday night, we kick off the weekend with a pre-conference barbecue social gathering at the Reist Club Rooms on Friday night. We then dive into a fun-filled conference on Saturday and the first half of Sunday, featuring engaging presentation and activities centered around the theme of innovation in amateur radio. Not able to come along in person? Have we got a deal for you, and it doesn't involve steak knives. The whole conference is streamed live, and streaming ticket is a fraction of the cost. Take a look at the Tassie Ham Econ web pages for more details. But be quick to secure your place as booking closes at 23:59 on Friday, 25th October, and that's under a month away. 73, and Tassie Ham Econ Organising Committee. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WAA VK7 Inward QSL Bureau. After a recent delivery, the updated list of QSL cards held as at 4 October 2024 is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any changes of address or your call sign in recent times, or if you have questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is westyh@ozimail.com.au. Herman has been asked about sending outgoing QSL cards. This service is only available to WIA members. Details can be found on the WIA website at the link in the email edition of this broadcast. Cards should be sorted alphabetically A to Z and 1 to 9 into DXCC country order. Do not separate the country prefixes with paper, clips, rubber bands, etc. Rubber bands should only be used to keep a large stack of cards together. Where cards are received at the Outward QSL Bureau, they have not been sorted by the sender into preferred DXCC country order. These cards shall take the lowest priority for sorting and delivery to the overseas bureaus. WIA members should send outgoing cards to WIA Outwards QSL Bureau, P.O. Box 66, Boolaroo, New South Wales, 2284. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA, VK7, Inward QSL Bureau. Statewide news, Thursday night SSTV nets. A busy night that saw the following participants. VK7's TW, KT, ZAB, AAR, FGGT, all sharing over 30 photos. The highlights were the 1970 Russian Lunokhod 1, the first roving remote-controlled robot on the moon. A blue moon shining over a bay, Aurora Australis, the southern lights over the Nut at Stanley, the Tasman Bridge and a ferry in Hobart. Functional art, a life-size Viking-looking firepot found in the township of St. Mary's. A wheelie bin-based sound system at a local workshop. A 3D printed enclosure to allow connection to a vertical antenna and associated counterpoise wires. This also includes a space for a ballon. An active pet dog, a new four-legged addition to someone's family, a different version of the dog's playing poker painting, AI-generated images of a dream radio shack and a psychedelic listening experience, fungi on a tree trunk, a reminder to book for the Ham Econ, 73 from a music-loving gym junkie. Note, Ken, VK7KRJ's and Steve's VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights. These photos can be sent on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTUC's website under blogs. Remember to enable the Transmit FSK ID to send your call sign and use your own photos or those that are copyright free. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the Northwest, Northwest News. Hi, amateurs. JOTA is happening. JOTA is going ahead at Peyton Park behind Ulverston on Saturday, 19th October, from 0900 till 1800 hours. The antennas have been tested, and the club has a 2-metre and 70-centimetre radio and power supply. We could supply HF radios for amateurs to use if they don't want to bring their own equipment. We will be supporting scouts again with the Morse code send-receive terminals and UHF-CB handhelds for the map reading and radio exercises. Currently, we have only 2 amateurs confirmed to assist. We need a minimum of 4 operators for 2 metres, 70 centimetres and the 2 HF stations. If we have 6 or more amateurs, it means people can have a break. The 2 radio rooms are located in a brick building below the radio tower, and full facilities, kitchen and toilets are on site. If you can assist, please contact Eric, VK7EV, at ericvdneut1@bigpond.com. Regards, Eric, VK7EV, JOTA Coordinator, NWTARC. News from the North, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, 73 Al VK7AN, Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. You may have noticed a theme over the last 6 months, with club members purchasing battery-powered T12 soldering iron stations. It all started with Peter, VK7KPC, purchasing one of these units that has a 3D-printed case. Each 3D-printed case style is designed to suit a particular 18-volt portable domestic power tool battery. Idris VK7ZIR succumbed and has become another club member to avail himself of a different version of the battery-powered soldering station, this time to accommodate his Makita battery preference. Idris demonstrated the versatility and ease of use of the unit at the last club technical night. Like Peter, Idris has also purchased his from crossfirepower.com. They are an Australian supplier doing the 3D printed cases with the integrated battery connector and built around a T12 soldering station module. It is in 2 parts. Firstly, the main 3D printed body which the battery clips into. This section also contains the electronics, temperature adjustment knob, digital temperature readout, and holder for the soldering iron. The second part is the soldering iron which plugs in via its nice flexible cord. I must admit, it has the excellent OLED display and comprehensive menus to tailor the settings and operation to suit your particular style of working at the time. A very neat little package, Idris. Text version, link 2, crossfirepower.com. Now a very important quick word from Peter, VK7KPC, Club JOTA Coordinator. JOTA is coming to NTARC. The station at Rochelle is planned to be operational for scouts and guides from noon on Saturday, 19th of October, and 10 a.m. the next day. Should have an HF station as well as a VHF and UHF repeaters on Mount Arthur and Mount Duncan. Echo Link and DMR should also be on air. Some Morse code activities planned, as well as Skype and electronic kits. JOTI internet chat equipment will be staffed by rovers with possible help from Ventura unit as per last year. Fox hunting should also be available. Setup planned for Friday Arvo 18th and Saturday morning. Help from any members or other local amateurs with setup or operations over the weekend would be appreciated. We have heard from Peyton Park on Northwest Coast will again be operational. More info available over the coming weeks. Please register your interest with Peter, VK7KPC, at club meetings or via phone on 0408 805 086 or any other of the committee members. Thanks, Peter. This event is getting close, so check your calendars and see if you're available for any period over those 2 days. Any assistance will be greatly appreciated. Now for something completely different. If you have an October edition of Silicon Chip at hand, then you may have noticed another item by a Tasmanian amateur. If not, have a look in the mailbag section on page 11 entitled, How Much Punishment Can a Laptop Take? Quite a bit of punishment for the club's laptop, as it turns out. Stephen VK7SVG has clocked up a few items of interest for the magazine this year. Keep up the good work, Stephen. Now for housekeeping. If you're listening to this broadcast on Sunday morning, you probably remember to put your clocks forward for the commencement of daylight savings. With this time change also comes the change of club meeting days from Saturday to Wednesday. So as a reminder, this Wednesday, the 9th of October, will be a general meeting commencing at 7:30 p.m. and not the usual club technical night. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. NTARC blogs. Upcoming events, testnet and technet sessions every Wednesday, testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m., then a technet on 3.567 megs from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club General Meeting, Wednesday 9th, October at 7:30 p.m. Held at the NTARC Club Room, Rochalie, Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. If you have any items you would like added to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@ntarc.net. That is secretary@ntarc.net. No later than tomorrow, Monday, the 7th of October. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Room. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and check the QSL cards and join us for a cuppa. There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Jota is coming to NTARC Club Rooms Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and 20th of October. Help from any members or other local amateurs with setup or operation over the weekend will be appreciated. Please register your interest with Peter, VK7KPC, at club meetings or via phone on 0408 805 086 or any other committee members. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. October Presentation Forum Night, PCBs Through the Ages. Justin VK7TW started the night way back in 1903 and went through to the 2000s. This included Bishop tape and pads, Protel, which became Altium, the PCB CAD software with the Tasmanian connection. We ventured into plate through hole PCBs, the photo process, solder masking, silt screening, and touched on flow wave solder machines. Justin finished with the press and peel process, Darlow pens, drilling using a Dremel, and the ammonium persulfate etching process. Hayden VK7HH related his experience at UTAS with PCB fabrication using a UV box to expose through the photoresist, then etching in ferric chloride, and Hayden took us through the PCB he designed and built on a few projects using Altium. Sean VK7WTF then took us through some prototyping techniques and the use of Eagle PCB application and a press and peel example. Sean then gave some examples of using the JLCPCB Chinese manufactured and populated PCB process. Sean and many others used the free KiCad PCB CAD software. We went through the pricing and options for using standard components and shipping. We also covered the paper and toner transfer similar to press and peel process and routing the copper off the board with the XY router and 3D printer. There are also non-Chinese supplier in the US and Europe. One such is Express PCB and Express SCH. Thanks to all those who contributed to the night, and the video of the night is available on the Reist YouTube channel, 73 Reist Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. October Forum Night, all things repeaters and beacons. Our October Forum Night is all about repeaters and beacons, the equipment techniques, hints and tricks, configuration, radios, VoIP, GPS, CTCSS, DTMF, talk groups, and much more. We will have a few subject matter experts to kick things off and then open it up to the attendees and streaming viewers to input into the proceedings. Come along with your stories relating to repeaters and beacons. Be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade, and repeater folklore. 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, 9th October, 2024, in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. See you there, 73 Reist Committee. Reist Training Assessment Update. Foundation training and assessment days are held every 2 months. Standard, advanced, and regulations license assessments held on the alternate months. Dates can be found on the Reist Events page. The final foundation training and assessment day for 2024 will be held on Saturday, 26th October 2024 from 9 a.m. The final standard, advanced, and regulation license assessment will be held on Saturday, 30 November 2024 from 10 a.m. For bookings, queries, and questions, email reist.assessor@gmail.com. This email is forwarded to the learning organizer, who will respond to all questions. Foundation license training videos. These have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements, available on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Additional resources. Check out the WIA Foundation trial exams. 73 Reg VK7KK. Wednesday Experimenters Night. The Wednesday Experimenters Group nights go into recess for a few weeks until Wednesday, 17th October 2024. See you there or on stream. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. in the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.65-600 kHz. CTCSS tone is 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute. Southern stations on the even minute. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist WAGS Wednesday experimenters group from around 6 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA WWFF group meetings Monday and Friday, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Test Net and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochalie club rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Repeater Group, net on 2 metres, VK7 RMD and node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net 144.190 USB. Events, VK7, October 6, Daylight Savings, clocks go forward 1 hour. NTARC, October 9, club meeting from 7:30 p.m. in the NTARC club room, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. REST, October 9, All Things Repeaters and Beacons, forum from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms and streaming. VK and Worldwide, October 2021, Jota and Jotai. VK November 2 and 3, Tassie Ham Conference, Innovations in Amateur Radio, Sandy Bay Campus, UTAS. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Repeaters, REST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC. West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7TPE, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7DG, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7HGO. A huge thank you to all those people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast, but don't worry. You can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7, and VK7RHT and UHF-CB in the south. We encourage you to share your news stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you 7-3, stay safe, and have a fantastic weekend.